a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
It's the top five things. Darren, it's only appropriate that we begin episode number 666.
Oh, is that right?
With a tribute to America's sweetheart.
You saw it coming, didn't
well,
you?
Well,
we didn't know exactly how this was all going to play out with episode 666.
How do you pay tribute to Charlie Manson? You do it by pointing out the fact that this is our 666th episode. So, wooch, bop, bop, franich, barbarinich, fenebesu, fuababago. I'm not even doing it justice.
No, you're not.
No.
You're not babbling enough.
No.
There's not enough baby talk in there. Goochie, 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 goo.
He almost does kind of a charo thing.
He almost does, yes.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like wooch, bop, bop, franich, franich, bop, 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 bop,
I think he even realizes it's turning into complete babble. Because at first, I think he thinks, I'm on a bit of a roll here.
Yeah.
Look at me. Some sort of free-form jazz or rap. And then he even realizes,
This is silly. Is just, what am I doing?
This is just glorified baby talk, is all this is. that I'm not even sure the babies would go for. Or is that the way that, you know, if he was if he was ever out, not that he was ever out much, but if he was ever had the occasion to like go up to a baby in a stroller, that's how he talks to him.
Well, he wasn't out much. As
he
you
wasn't
point out
much. No,
as you point out, he didn't get out a
from,
lot.
Yeah, from very early on.
Yeah, yeah. Charles Manson finally dead, and I knew it was official because my phone was going bananas. Everybody, all of you, texting the Harrington's Pub text line at 470-23-NACHO. And everyone pretty much sending the same text. 563, America's sweetheart dead at 83.
Uh-huh.
563, hey, America's sweetheart has died.
And we're not talking about David Cassidy, who is still with us, right?
309 texts in, and the quest for a new America's sweetheart begins.
Yeah, all right.
Which is something to consider. Yeah.
I hadn't considered that. Who's the replacement?
Here's the other thing about this David Cassidy situation, and it's not looking good for
no,
him.
No, it doesn't.
When you're dealing with organ failure and dementia...
Doesn't he need like a couple
organs? He needs all of the organs.
All of them.
Yeah, on his chart just says all of them. We need a whole new David Cassidy.
We need Susan Day's organ. More of a keyboard, really.
I don't think that's happening.
No.
I think that...
I'm going to keep my organs.
You know, you pray for David Cassidy, but if we're being realistic, I don't think it's the best situation that he's in.
No.
But if you listen to the Partridge Family, the theme song, Come On, Get Happy,
mm-hmm.
It almost could be the theme song for the Manson family. Traveling Along, it's a song that
yeah,
we're singing.
Sure.
We've got a dream, we go traveling together.
Yeah.
I mean...
Very communal.
Yeah. Yeah, the Manson family and the Partridge family. Now, I'm not saying they're the same thing.
One inspired the others?
I'm saying there are similarities. That's all I'm suggesting.
There was
both forces in the 1960s.
There was talk at the time that the Partridge family were really kind of a television version of the Cowsills, but maybe they were, in fact, mm-hmm. more inspired by the Manson family.
I just think that's worth...
It's a possible tie-in.
Right?
Is that maybe where Dad is at?
Come on now and meet everybody and hear us sing.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Or do you feel like
we're being together?
Was Charlie the dad that never shows up because he's in jail?
Now it makes sense. Who is this singing? That's not the Partridge family. The Partridge family's got cover bands? What is that? I don't even recognize those lyrics.
I'd give that a go.
There we go. This is more like it.
Hello, world, in the song that we sing.
Go back. Start that over.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad?
A whole lot of loving is what we're
Check out those snappy drums by Chris.
We got a dream traveling together. Let me ask you this. You want to hear the very beginning of
Check out the snappy drums by young Chris.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Yeah, no, he makes it happen. I'm going to put the fill at the beginning.
Yeah, that's
the best.
I'm only 2 years old doing this back here.
How many did you ever see David Cassidy live?
Saw him once.
That seems like a show that you would have gone
once,
to.
Saw him once, interviewed him once.
Really? Yeah. Interviewed a phone interview?
A phone interview, and he sent me a CD. Thank you.
When did you see him live? How long ago that?
It was a little while ago.
Was that here in town?
It would have been still.
Travel to see?
No,
Mr.
it was.
Cassidy?
It would have been at the Waterfront Convention Center.
Oh, in Bettendorf.
In Bettendorf.
All right.
So, and he.
I guess I don't remember him coming to town.
Wasn't the strongest.
He wasn't. Wasn't in the best shape.
He was trying to get everyone to sing along to something, and it was just not working out. And he started to kind of do a little Jerry Reed on us.
Because here's the thing.
People don't know what you're doing.
Here's the thing, David. I mean, Keith. I mean, David. We know Come On, Get Happy. We know I Think I Love You.
Yeah, there were others.
And people that listen to this show, of course, know Whale Song.
Yeah,
Song of the Whale.
Song of the Whale.
Cut off the head and discard
the
tail.
Yeah,
that's it. That's epic. That's our Partridge Family. That's it. That's all we know. Did they have any other hits?
Sure they did.
Well, name one for me.
I Can Hear Your Heartbeat. Sure.
How far did that go on the charts? Mm. I Can Hear Your Heartbeat. Are you thinking of the...
DeFranco family?
DeFranco family?
No.
Heartbeat?
No.
It's a love beat?
Also a tribute to the Manson family, the DeFranco family.
I had no idea. Partridge Family album. That's the first one that came out in 1970.
Sure.
Now that was... That was his biggest big hit.
My sisters had that one.
Yeah. I Think I Love You's on that first record, right?
It is, in fact.
As is Brand New Me and Point Me in the Direction of Albuquerque.
That's a good one.
I need to spend
some time with it.
Yeah. I think I need to spend a... Oh, gosh. I forgot about I'll Meet You Halfway.
I'll Meet You Halfway.
Okay. Well, that's a big hit.
It's a good one. Maybe my favorite.
Doesn't Somebody Want to Be Wanted?
Yep, that was
that a
hit.
Hit.
Yep, that was a hit.
Sound Magazine. That was the third record. I Woke Up in Love This Morning.
I Woke Up in Love This Morning.
Oh, jeez.
You've got plenty of time to spend with the Partridge Family.
Well, I hope...
Over the Thanksgiving weekend.
I hope to spend some time with it, and I hope I'm celebrating...
A revival?
It's a recovery.
Yes.
Rather than a, the Partridge Family records are going through the roof because another celebrity. We've already lost Della Reese and Charles Manson. And Mel Tillis died, too.
Della Reese, inappropriately touched by an angel.
Show us where the angel touched you on this doll, Della Reese.
Exactly.
Let us know exactly what happened.
Meow, 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 meow. Beautiful. Meow, meow, telephone.
Yeah, Mel was,
Meow, 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 meow. Beautiful. Oh, Mr. Rogers.
How many does that leave us from the ball run with Mel? With Mel Tillis leaving us.
Oh, gosh. Roger Moore died. Left. Original Jackie Chan? Is Jackie Chan? Is he the last one standing? Burt Reynolds, of course. Burt Reynolds and Jackie Chan? Is that it?
I thought Mel had already left us.
See, I had thought Mel Tillis died years ago, too.
So,
if I'm being honest.
I mean, that's kind of gravy for him.
Yeah.
Really?
Dead. Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
Dead. Jackie Chan alive. Jackie Chan alive.
Dom DeLuise.
Terry Bradshaw's still alive. Terry Bradshaw was Mel Tillis' partner in that movie.
Okay.
So...
They drove in the...
Yes. Roger Moore, of course. Samuel Goldfarb Jr. is dead. Jamie Farr is still very much alive. He plays the crazy Arab in the Rolls Royce.
Do you remember your comment when we lost Dom DeLuise?
No. What did I say when Dom DeLuise died?
Something to the effect of, God must have needed a fat, unfunny man.
That's a mean thing to say.
It was
Farr,
a different time.
Jamie Farr is 83 years old and still...
And not... Yes.
Still just...
Not...
Loving life.
Charles Manson's twin.
Yeah.
Even they're the same age.
Jamie Farr, it always blows me away whenever I watch Blackboard Jungle and he just shows up. It's like, What's teenage Jamie Farr up to?
Does that happen a lot?
I try to watch Blackboard Jungle at least once a year.
Is it?
Whenever I want to get in touch with my inner rock and roll, man.
Okay.
That's where I find it. That's my touchstone.
Is it your Thanksgiving movie?
No, the Thanksgiving tradition here, and I'm really looking forward to it. My brother and his family show up, and it's Thanksgiving. We watch Mystery Science Theater 3000, and then we take a break from that, and we watch Chris Elliott as Marlon Brando do the banana dance.
Mm.
And then we go...
Bananas.
And then when that's...
time to eat.
Now it's Thanksgiving.
Now we can eat.
Now we could all have another piece of pie if we're so inclined.
So you're doing Thanksgiving here?
Yeah.
Or are you doing a couple of them?
Thanksgiving here, and then we're doing a Thanksgiving with the in-laws on Saturday.
Okay.
Down there in...
Thanksgiving here. But are the in-laws coming as well?
No.
This is just
it's just immediate family. Okay. It's a Lavora jammy jam is what it is here on Thanksgiving.
Big a turkey?
22 pounds.
Is that the big boy you got that one time when you ended up with a ton of leftovers?
Yeah, no, there's gonna be a lot of leftovers.
Okay, because I'll tell the dogs that.
Yes, let them know.
Let the dogs know.
Let them know. I'll save them the.
Not the bones.
They can't have the bones.
They can't have the bones.
No. Although. So there's got to be ways to, like, treat the bones so that they would be okay for dogs.
I don't need them splintering in their throats.
Yeah, that would be bad. How about you? What are your Thanksgiving plans?
We will go out to my parents,
uh-huh.
And that will be it.
You just do the one Thanksgiving?
Just the one Thanksgiving. Isn't that enough?
Oh, listen, if it's done correctly, you know, I'm all for it. I think it's marvelous. We got five things to talk about here. Or, you know, before we get into the top five things.
I should mention in the cover five.
Yes, let's address it.
Football! Catch the fever.
I think I'm a half point on the negative side anymore. I'm almost a zero.
Oh, I don't know. I think you're better than that.
No, I don't think.
Really?
I think I'm still...
What place are you in overall, do you know?
Well, in the, like, 60th percentile.
Percentile? What is this, a growth chart?
It is. And your liver belly is mm-hmm. in the 60th percentile.
Well, congratulations.
But I think I'm at...
Right now I'm in 19th place.
Woo, look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I was giving myself too much credit. I'm 5.5 points on the negative side.
Oh, so you're still in the minus.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Black Friday will be your Black Friday.
We can only hope.
I mean, who's playing on... Oh, you got all those Thanksgiving games.
Make sure you get those picks in, kids. Yeah,
there's a lot of action on Thursday.
That bragging rights and that $50 Capriati's gift card could be yours at the end of the year.
Yeah, congratulations to our new points leader. That would be Danimal1060.
It's not Uncle Jizzy Uncle anymore.
Jizzy, but Uncle Jimmy Jizzy now in third place. So it's Danimal1060 now in first place with 241 points. So congratulations to you. Yeah, I'm at 129 and a half points for me.
You're putting your kick in a little early compared to...
That's what I'm nervous about.
Yeah, it's like you're burning out.
Darren, I would much rather be in... Well, not negative, but I'd rather be like...
40th place?
That would be... I'd feel more comfortable. I think you're right.
19th, it's like... Ooh,
it's kicking too early.
He's... okay... He's running with the rabbits. He's running with the rabbits right now.
Exactly what I thought.
When the hell does the baseball season begin anyway, huh?
I saw they released the spring training schedules yesterday, so.
Suppose so.
Yeah.
Because we only have, we got to knock out Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Christmas.
Yes.
And Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
And my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're looking at Valentine's Day, and that's
pitchers and catchers
reporting.
Yeah, yeah, exactly how it works. There it is.
St. Patrick's Day, and then opening day.
I've got the top five things here.
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, where coming very, very soon, it's The Nutcracker, The Polar Express, Magician Bill Blagg, Comedian Henry Cho, and more. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org or by phone at 309-342-2299. Of course, the tickets are also available at the box office. The Orpheum serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum is also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained.
I got a couple more texts to remind me.
Sure.
Can I just read these real quick before we get into the top five things? The Dave and Darren Show has a correction to make.
Okay.
309 texting us on the Harrington's Pub text line at 470-23-NOT-SHOW says, hey, guys, ground squirrels can climb trees.
See, that's not a claim I didn't make.
Yeah. Now I think about it. I've seen them go up and down like gutter pipes and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do climb.
You were just thinking they're ground squirrels, not grounded squirrels.
your clearance has been taken away.
You don't need to. Oh my God! I got to go out and de-ice those grounded squirrels.
Well, then that's a stupid name for an animal. All squirrels are on the ground at some point.
Are they?
Well, yeah. You see ground. You see squirrels prancing around on the ground.
Well, sure.
They don't live exclusively in trees.
No, they don't just hover in the air.
Speaking of grounded, and I feel like too much time has passed, so we're not really going to cover it here on the show, but. What are your thoughts on the Navy pilot who did you see this, sir?
I don't know that I saw this one.
Okay, so this Navy pilot was doing maneuvers, and you know how they can turn on the smoke?
Uh-huh.
So he was doing some sky riding.
Yeah.
And he drew a giant dick and balls in the sky.
Hey.
He's in a lot of trouble.
I'm fun loving.
I had assumed everyone had heard this story and was ready to move on, but apparently you hadn't heard it. This is what happens when you assume. Top five things.
Should mention
number
that the top five things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak, all kinds of delicious sandwiches, including their Italian sausage, premium sausage chopped and grilled with melted provolone cheese. Add marinara sauce, fried onions, or sweet peppers. Absolutely delicious at Capriati's, of course. So we're getting into that part of the year where everyone's getting gifts for everyone, and Capriati gift cards are the perfect gift because everyone loves Capriati's. And when you're there, treat yourself, save yourself some money, mention Nacho Radio, and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's on 53rd and Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
So someone sent this just a picture.
Of a grounded squirrel?
No, it's just of the Tron arcade game. Someone was somewhere where they saw a Tron arcade game, and they thought that we needed to see that.
We do.
Somehow that's a shot at
Tron,
me.
Tron!
I did Comedy Sports Slot on Friday night. Tron didn't come up once.
Not even after the show?
No.
Before the show?
No.
Not during
the show?
You guys
are the ones that are obsessed with Tron. Again,
has anyone ever yelled out Tron?
No. Well, maybe.
Have they?
Maybe.
You would know.
Number one, for those of us who had Charlie Rose in the Who's Next to Get Nabbed for Sexual Harassment pool, we're all big winners.
Mm-hmm. Is there a pool for that?
There should be.
I'm picking everyone.
Well,
I think everyone's next.
Charlie Rose accused of sexual harassment. Now, he's on the CBS Morning Show, or at least he used to be.
Yeah.
My guess is Charlie's done.
Yes, I think he has been kind of, for the time being, put on ice for all of his jobs.
And he also has that job where he just
CBS.
Sits in a dark room with an oak table and talks to people. Eight different women have come forward with allegations about Charlie Rose. So, I mean, this isn't a he said, she said. This is a he said, she said, she said, she
no,
said,
this
she
is the
said,
whole
she
softball
said,
team.
She said, and she said.
This is the entire traveling team.
Eight women accusing Charlie Rose of making unwanted advances toward them while they were either working on the Charlie Rose Show or aspiring to. A lot of them said that the report was whenever they were harassed at work that they were told, oh, that's just Charlie being Charlie.
Mm-hmm. That's just Jimmy being Jimmy.
And Charlie is one of these guys who likes to go around and give ladies back rubs at work, which is super inappropriate.
It's very suspicious.
They had a name for it. The girls at work all had a name for it whenever Charlie
would
touch
rub?
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. They would say, look out for the crusty claw.
Yeah, that's like crusty claws. What was our guy? Creepy claws.
Creepy claws. That's right, kids. Keep it creepy. Charlie Rose says he's greatly embarrassed by the allegations, saying, quote, I deeply apologize for my inappropriate behavior. I am greatly embarrassed. I have behaved insensitively at times, and I accept responsibility for that, though I do not believe that all of the allegations are accurate.
And all the money I've made over the years, I'm going to keep it.
Charlie Rose had a temper. He would make inappropriate phone calls. There was a lot of unwanted groping. Really, is groping ever wanted? Just the fact that it's a grope, I think. Like, Have you ever in your life had a woman come up to you and go, why don't you grope me up real good? Just the groping, not really something that they're
trying
into.
Trying to be as accurate as possible here, but I don't think so.
Right? Like, a grope implies that it's not appropriate. If a woman says, touch me, then you may touch them. But no, no.
Touch me in the morning.
No woman has ever said to a man, why don't you grope me up real good? That doesn't happen, right? Give me that groping I'm looking for. He would also, by the way, walk around naked after taking showers.
Natch.
There on the Charlie Rose Show.
Boy, I was thinking about that. Can you imagine the harassment that people that work in hotels have put up with over the years?
There was a story about that.
Oh, my God. There's a story about that. That has to be rampant.
Yeah, and it is. And
it's just got to be awful.
Yeah, well, because here's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with asshole businessmen,
yes,
who are away from,
yes,
home and are only in town for one night.
Yes.
So there is, like, every cleaning lady at every hotel.
Oh, it's got to be just...
They see cranks every week.
Constant.
Oh, I didn't know this. You know.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. Oh, we're not communicating. What's going on
here? Yeah, and they all think that that they're the first guy to think of the idea of getting naked for the cleaning lady.
That's why you gotta
tip those ladies. They go through hell.
Well, I've tipped them. I've just never, I guess.
Showing them the tip is not appropriate.
No, that's...
No, you leave a note.
Right here, I just...
You write a note on the stationery that they provided the hotel room that says, thank you, and you leave a couple of bucks.
I have to admit, I don't leave a note normally.
Oh, I think that's... I like to make the connection.
This is for you.
Hey, you did a great job.
And I also drew a dick and balls.
No.
Not in the spirit
of what we're trying to get done here.
Not in the sky, because I don't have access to a jet, but I thought I'd do that here. Is that wrong? I'm sorry. No, that would be wrong.
You can't
do that. Just leave the $3 or $4 or the $5
right.
And move on.
What you've done is almost making it worse.
But having said that, I left the money because I took the toilet paper. I took the toilet paper because I paid for it.
I've got
if you want to run me down for that, if you want to chase me down for that, then you just go right ahead, because you darn right I got that fresh roll of toilet paper in my bag that I paid for.
I do have a little now. We got that to worry about at number two. Geologists have spotted a pattern. They think that the Earth's rotation is slowing. And this happens from time to time.
Because we've got too much stuff.
I don't think that's it.
Just because we keep buying stuff. We got too much stuff.
Yeah, but Darren, anything that we... I don't think we're weighing the Earth down with our stuff.
Mm.
That could be. I don't know. I'm not a geologist. But what geologists are saying is the Earth's rotation is slowing down. And this happens from time to time.
Mm.
And it's happening right now. And they're saying that as a result of this, there is going to be a major increase in major earthquakes in the year 2018.
Mm.
They say we are on track for an uptick in major earthquakes next year.
So we need Glenn from Megafault now more than ever.
Well, I would argue he got more in the way.
Why is there? He was the...
He didn't stop anything. He drove right into it. I would say less Glenns is what we need.
Basically, we've got this whole thing solved except for Glenn and his
idiot family.
Family of misfits.
That's right. Driving their RV.
Trying to drive their RV into the earthquake.
Well, and not aware that the Earth is ending. You know, there's major cataclysms happening
only
all over
one
the world.
That's not
and they're
aware
like,
of it.
No, we rented this RV. We're going for it.
I suppose there won't be a Megafault too.
No. The research has been published in Geophysical Research Letters, and yes, we do subscribe. They say that we can expect a lot more earthquakes with a magnitude of 7 or greater. They say this slowdown typically happens over the course of 5 years, and we can expect to see 2 to 5 more major earthquakes than normal. They say there's going to be between 17 and 20 major earthquakes next year as a result of the Earth slowing down.
Maybe the California big one.
Oh, here's hoping not.
No, I don't need that.
Three.
We need a tiny little break from something.
Yeah.
Something somehow.
I wouldn't mind an earthquake that, like,
We need a
took
lull.
Alabama away.
We need a
lull. We're not California.
We need a lull period of right. some sort.
I hope you'll enjoy this story as much as I did. There is a a Bavarian beer house restaurant.
Mm-hmm. All right, I like it so far.
It's in Milwaukee.
I like it so far.
The Bavarian beer house in Milwaukee has a special that they ran on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You don't pay for beer until the Packers score. Well, then the Packers got shut out.
Oh, that's rough. What do you pay after they score?
I guess regular price.
Ooh, there should be some sort of penalty for when they... go, 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 go. Faster, 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 faster.
Yeah, the promotion backfired as the Packers lost to the Ravens 23-0.
See,
and everyone in the beer house just drank for free the entire game.
I can see doing that when Aaron Rodgers is playing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, once he got knocked out, I think that's the end of that promotion.
Well, they started this promotion at the beginning of the year, and they say they're going to stick to it.
Ugh.
Despite the fact that on Sunday night they're taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's not good.
A defense that allows just 16.5 points per game. What, they get shut out again?
Well, that's no good.
I like that idea. You don't pay for beer until the home team scores?
Okay.
I mean, you kind of...
I mean, that gets people in your building.
Yeah, but it also gets people rooting against the team that you're supposed to be rooting for.
Well, yeah, I mean, if people
I went somewhere and it was, hey, the beer is free until the Bears score...
I understand, yes.
Then
I understand that...
Come on, you guys!
Come on,
brother!
Guys. I understand there's an allegiance to the team.
My allegiance is to myself.
But there's a bigger allegiance to beer.
You're damn right.
Especially in Wisconsin.
You're damn right. Stop yourself.
No, you're not. They didn't think that through.
We're going to be back in Wisconsin with number five, but first...
Number four.
Linkin Park, the American Music Awards were the other night. I don't know if you saw any of that. It begins.
Was that the CMAs or was that...
CMAs was a couple of weeks ago. This was the AMAs.
AMAs.
Yes.
And then what about the MTV Music Awards?
That was in September.
That's
already happened too, yeah.
Okay.
I know you're not as hip to the trip, and I'm certainly not very hip to the trip with pop music.
Mm.
There is a guy.
No.
Whose
name?
I don't know how big he is, but he was certainly very prominently featured, and I think he did a duet with this Selena Gomez. You're familiar with Selena Gomez, at least.
Yes.
The guy's name is Marshmallow Head, and he just has a giant marshmallow for a head.
Okay,
and it's the greatest thing ever. Like when you know when they announce the winner, and then they
Mr.
have the
Marshmallow
shot,
Head.
You know how they have the shot of like from the stage of the winner getting up out of their seat, and walking.
Yeah,
there's just a guy with a massive marshmallow head, a big just marshmallow for a head, just clapping like, oh, that's good.
I wonder if he falls down a lot.
It's the damnedest thing.
Maybe that's what
it
is.
I don't know what this guy does. I haven't heard a note of his music, but I'll tell you this. I'm a big fan of, is it DJ Marshmallow Head or just Marshmallow Head?
Well, let me ask you this.
I got to show you a picture of this guy because it could be my favorite thing in the history
now,
of pop music.
When he's actually performing,
mm-hmm.
do like his fans, when he's done singing, do they just go like, S'more! S'more! S'more!
Oh, Darren.
S'more!
Consider yourself zing.
The Zing of the Day.
Zing of the Day. Brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School.
Here he is getting out of bed, starting his day.
Yeah,
and he's got like X's for eyes. So is he a dead marshmallow? I don't quite understand.
Yeah, that's kind of along the lines of Mr. Space Baby. Sure.
Yeah, what are you doing? Now he's just going to school, just having fun. He's got a big smile on his face. DJ Marshmallow.
Does his expression ever change?
No.
Okay.
No, he's just got a big smiling marshmallow head face.
Well, it's a crazy world. I'm not. I don't think I'm supposed to understand it anymore.
I mean, I know we sound like a couple old men, like these kids with their marshmallow heads. I think it's marvelous. I think this should have been around forever. People with big giant marshmallow heads.
Now there's the pizza chain.
Right?
The Mellow Mushroom, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, is that someplace you've been to?
Yeah, there's one in Coralville. I've been there many times.
Mellow Mushroom.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, that makes me hungry.
Here's the genius of being Marshmallow Head. You could be the biggest pop star in the world, but when you want to go to get a slice of pizza, you don't wear the head, no one knows who you are.
Yeah, you're Daft Punk.
Right, the Daft Punk kids have had number one hits. Nobody knows what they look like. I think there have been a couple of pictures of them with their helmets off, but no one cares. We just want to see a robot.
We wouldn't recognize them if they were here in the studio, in the Capriati's Sandwich Shop studio.
You know what Daft Punk did?
Although we would recognize that someone's here.
I could be wrong, but I think Daft Punk did the music to Tron 2. The Tron...
And you said there's no talk about Tron.
And then, yeah, there's that dead mouse a lot of you are pointing out. The guy who has just a big giant mouse head.
Yeah.
So it...
Buckethead?
Buckethead wore like a mask with a KFC bucket on his head.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
That spoke to you in ways...
It's like... yeah, yes, that sustains me.
No. I don't want a clean one. I want a used KFC bucket. Are Deadmau5 and DJ Marshmello, are they friends? Have they been seen at the same place? Could it be the same guy? He just puts on different heads and maybe gets two checks. That'd be smart.
By the way, I'm going to keep the money.
So Linkin Park was at the American Music Awards. They got their award for favorite alternative rock artist.
Mm.
And then they got kicked out of the award show.
They're having a tough year.
They were given temporary badges.
Oh.
Which meant you can be here until you get your award, and then we need you to leave.
Oh.
So they got to take the award and say thanks, and then it was like, okay, you guys are done. We need you out of here. Miss Diana Ross isn't putting up with this tonight. It's not happening. Finally.
Five.
Number five.
Back to Wisconsin,
where a lawmaker has introduced a bill that would lower the drinking age back down to 19. Lawmakers in Wisconsin would like to turn the drinking age down to 19. Three Republican lawmakers, including the former president of the Wisconsin Tavern League,
mm-hmm,
putting this on the floor for a vote.
I like the Tavern League getting back together.
The Wisconsin Tavern League, stop yourself. They say, we want this. We want the kids to be able to drink at 19. Now, here's the thing. You can drink at 19 if you bring your folks with you to the bar.
That's still a law.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have a 5-year-old drinking a beer in Wisconsin if the parents are there. That is the law.
They can't smoke, though.
I'm not sure, but I think you can still smoke in Wisconsin bars.
A 5-year-old can't, though.
Probably shouldn't.
Oh, I know they shouldn't.
Can you smoke in Wisconsin bars? Let us know.
I don't think you can. No.
Missouri bars you can, I think.
No, I thought this has probably changed.
Yeah?
You could smoke in Indiana.
But
that was a while ago.
Where can you still smoke in bars?
Because these people are hurting. And what is next? We got to do what we did in the 70s.
It's crazy to think that there was a time that people smoked cigarettes in bars.
I know.
It's been so long that it's just the new normal. That seems crazy. Can you smoke in bars? Let's see here. I have the list of states where you can smoke in bars and restaurants. Kentucky.
Okay.
Georgia. Missouri. Alabama. Well, Alabama, you can call a child out of a trig class and ask her out on a date. So smoking in bars doesn't seem like that big of a deal. Alaska, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, you can still smoke in bars. Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
See, I could see where you could smoke in Alaska as long as you leave a door open. Just, it's very fresh. It's cold. Fresh. I'm pretending like I'm smoking.
Dog, look at me.
Dog, look at me.
So, okay.
I'm smoking.
You can still smoke in Indiana and Missouri.
So you can still smoke.
Yeah, Indiana's on this map. Well, wait a minute. This map is from 2005.
Yeah.
So maybe that's changed. But I'm sure. I mean, I've spent a lot of time in Indiana growing up. Let me tell you something. You do whatever you want. It's the Wild West out there.
Carp fishing?
Carp fishing?
Salmon fishing.
Yeah, salmon. Stop yourself. Yeah, under the proposed... KJO, who lives in...
You're trying to tell us you did a bunch of salmon fishing in Indiana.
One of our listeners in Indiana chiming in, saying that some Indiana bars still allow...
You can still do it.
Yeah, he lives in Fort Wayne, and he says they still smoke in bars. So there you go. Here's the problem. The reason that the drinking age is not 19, the reason it's 21 is,
uh-huh,
there's a federal law that says if you want federal money for your highways, You have to have a speed limit of 55, and the that used to be
65.
The rule. Now it's 65, and you have to have a drinking age of 21.
Okay,
that's why Wisconsin went away from 19 was so they could get money for their highways.
We'll take the money,
right?
Take the cash.
That was a law that was passed in 1984. So if you have a drinking age lower than 21, you lose 8% of federal highway funding. But maybe they're thinking,
do
you know how much money these 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds are going to spend on booze?
Although I thought kids weren't drinking beer anymore.
Well, age.
There's all kinds of conflicting reports.
They're not. That's not. They said they went for the age of 19 because they figured by 19, kids are out of high school. And they don't want kids causing unnecessary distractions.
Well, we don't want kids bringing beer to high school, no.
You got it in your thermos?
Yeah, I got it in my thermos.
Those were your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. That makes a great gift, as do the gift cards and the chocolate-covered espresso beans. They make great stocking stuffers, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Fall into a spiced chai latte or a pumpkin roll latte, East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. Of course, the podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, where you can get signed up to be a patron as well, and then you can enjoy all the specialty shows and every show we've ever done. It's also brought to us by everyone who shops at Amazon.com by using the link at NachoRadio.com. Of course, we got Black Friday coming up and Cyber Monday, so if you're going to do any shopping on Amazon, make sure you use the link and bookmark it at NachoRadio.com.
Do what I do.
And bookmark it. You just push on the little star. And then it's bookmarked. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by, or originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio in Davenport. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And don't forget their delicious soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla for lunch and or dinner. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
We've got someone who pulled a Charles Rocket.
Ooh. Okay.
Story here of a guy over in England who cut off his own head with a chainsaw.
Outside, though?
No.
Oh, boy.
Charles Rocket went out in a field and did it. And Charles Rocket just did it. This guy built basically like a contraption to help him. Guy cut off his own head with a chainsaw. It says he was irrationally opposed to leaving his repossessed home. David Fayal, 50 years old, says here he had consumed a small quantity of alcohol but no drugs, and he had arranged with ropes the chainsaw in such a way to take his head clean off.
Uh-huh.
Cops were called, and they broke into the house, and
I thought you were going to say that he was opposed to leaving his repossessed home to someone else.
No. That's how repossessed homes work.
You can't, if you were like going to leave it to a loved one, you can't really leave a repossessed home to a loved one.
No, you can't.
No longer your home.
Yeah, this guy was basically in the living room. And the sergeant who came in and found everything said that there was blood splattered all over the walls, the floor, and a cabinet. He was asked by the coroner. Coroner asked this Sergeant Carter over there, said it must have been a huge shock
Sergeant
to you.
Sergeant Carter?
And Sergeant Carter replied,
"Pile!"
In some ways it was, sir. Yeah, it was a little bit of a shock seeing a guy cut off his own head with a chainsaw. Also over there in London, by the way, they've started powering their buses. You know those double-decker buses that are big over there in London?
Mm-hmm.
They've started to power them using coffee. Double-decker buses.
Double espresso.
How about that? They are trying to figure out ways. These big red double-decker buses are trying to figure out a way to power them not using fossil fuels. They're using coffee grounds. And one of the benefits of this, I guess, is when these things use the coffee grounds.
The smell?
Yeah, it just smells like fresh roasted coffee everywhere. So win-win, you're not using gas, and what is that in foggy London town? It smells like somebody just put on a hot pot of coffee. Yeah, Java Joe.
Although you get too close to them when they're roasting beans.
Yeah.
And it gets a little harsh.
That's not the best.
From a distance, it's all right.
They say it smells more like a Roman cafe or even a Starbucks. Coffee-based oil has that strong coffee smell. But they also say that once it's processed, distilled, and blended, a lot of the odor is removed. This is the problem over there. They're not coffee drinkers. They drink tea. Yeah. Coffee's not really big over there.
Some people have to drink it.
Well, but it's like, I think it's like some people drink tea here.
I suppose.
Way more of us drink coffee than drink tea, right?
I would think so.
You don't drink tea, do you?
I have drank tea.
Do you drink tea when you're sick, or when do you drink tea?
Whenever I feel like it.
Yeah.
I don't drink it a lot, but if I might have it today.
Really?
Might get a couple bangs of tea.
Now, I'm not talking about iced tea. I'm talking about hot, you know.
Loose leaf tea from the East Moline Coffee Company.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. They found a lake trout that they think is 46 years old. It's been around since Nixon was president. This, again, happening in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources say that biologists caught a lake trout, and they figured out that this fish is at least 46 years old, or 100 in human years.
So fish is just doubled up, huh?
Wait, that would be 100 in fish years. Human years is what we measure time by. It says here, lake trout dubbed old fish is at least 46 years old, or
human years.
100 in human years. Well, I don't understand that, the whole animals having a different metric.
They don't live as long.
Okay, but they don't live as long.
If they just want to put it in perspective of us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if an animal's lifespan is 14 years and it's 7, I understand it's a middle-aged animal.
Yes.
I don't think, well, you'd be starting first grade soon, wouldn't you, Scruffy?
No.
No. Nope, I mean, they say that that this thing was tagged 36 years ago. And when they tagged it, it was at least 10 or 12 years old. And then they caught it again. And the people in Wisconsin, very imaginative. What do you think the nickname that they gave this fish is? They've given it a name.
Well, it's old enough to drink.
Mm-hmm. They call it Old Fish.
Mm.
Super imaginative people up there. This is why it's so important that they let their teenagers drink.
Maybe we can start coming up with some better ideas. Let's get the young people involved. Let's get them drunk.
A study says that drinking alone leads to a high rate of divorce in rodents.
Mm.
Prairie voles. Little prairie voles.
I didn't know they could get married.
Oh, they love alcohol, and they form long-lasting relationships, which makes them, they say, ideal into human biology and behavior to get some insights.
Mm-hmm. Watch them.
You've got a mammal that likes to have long-lasting monogamous relationships, and it likes alcohol.
And these are who? What? They're prairie?
Prairie voles. They're like little mice with like sharp little teeth. Voles are vicious little monsters. You ever had a vole in your yard?
Ever had a vole in your pants?
You don't want it in your pants. Believe me, they'll chew the crap out of you. You don't want that.
Wow. 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 Oh, my God. He's already gnawed one off.
We had voles in our backyard when I was a kid. And the dog used to kill them and put them on the porch for us as presents. Right. Yeah. They're
Taming of the Shrew.
Exactly. Yeah, so these...
Wow.
These North American grassland dwellers. It says here in the...
Screaming a little bit more than that if a vole was gnawing off your testicle.
A study that was just published in the journal Frontiers in Psychiatry, and yes, we do subscribe, says that prairie voles have similar problems as humans when the male hits the bottle a little too hard.
Mm.
They found that heavy drinking can be rough on relationships in humans, often leading to divorce. And they're saying, yeah, it's the same thing.
Let the liquor do the thinking.
Excessive alcohol or drug use is the third most commonly reported cause for divorce amongst human beings.
Tonight?
Yes.
The bottle let me down.
So they had these voles, and they offered the males, this was in a control situation, they offered them a little bit of booze.
Wonder if they play volleyball.
And the males got booze, and the females got water. And then they found out that, you know, when the males started drinking, that the relationships between the foals fell apart. So, I just think...
What do you do for a living?
That'd be a hell of a way to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm getting a little... I'm getting a little mice drunk to see if it causes problems in their marriages.
Kind of feel bad about it. I'm not going to lie to you.
We're back tomorrow with another installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Try their Capture 2 today. Select half a sub and a salad, half a sub and a cup of soup, or a cup of soup and salad. Download the Loyalty app and get free food. And if you're there for lunch or dinner, of course, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You're going to get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's, where delivery is available at order online at order.capriati's.com. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Well, I mean, this is the time of year it's when I give the Bobby a break. And I go to the other places.
Of other sandwiches.
Other places on the menu. Exactly.
Exactly.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again tomorrow. Hang loose, Kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad City.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Well, it was fun. I'm going to go take a nap now, and then I think I'm going to call some hospitals.